This is Tree Note. Take a look at the packet of disposable chopsticks you get with your next order of sushi. You know, the snap-apart kind, tucked in a paper sleeve. These throwaway chopsticks are clean and convenient, but they contribute to a bento box of environmental problems. Chopsticks originated in China nearly 5,000 years ago. In Japan, jade and ivory chopsticks were originally used only for religious ceremonies. Chopsticks made of chestnut wood and persimmon wood were said to bring wealth and long life. But in the late 1800s, as chopsticks became more common, the Japanese started using disposable utensils made of bamboo and wood, called wadebashi. Today, nearly 80 billion pairs of disposable chopsticks are produced each year, costing the planet an estimated 10 to 20 million trees a year. Some disposable chopsticks are made from quick-growing bamboo, but nearly half come from the wood of birch, poplar, and spruce trees. The wood used for disposable chopsticks is bleached and treated with chemicals like hydrogen peroxide and sulfur, making the chopsticks non-biodegradable, so that millions of them end up in landfills when they're discarded. I'm happy that we're now exploring innovative alternatives to this throwaway situation. Wood fibers from chopsticks are being added to biodegradable plastics and to produce sustainable battery electrodes. The Chinese government has imposed new taxes on them to protect the environment. But we're still a long way from sustainably dealing with both the production and waste from these single-use utensils. So next time you go out for sushi, think about embracing the idea of BYOC, bring your own chopsticks, allowing more trees to live longer. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note, or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.